Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Delsing. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy throws the ball into Easter, who tags Pesce trying to return to first, for the out. Keene moves to third. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a line drive towards the mound. Houdeman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lund. Doby reaches second base with a double. Easter moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Easter scores. Doby moves to third. One out. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund strikes out. Two outs. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Sushok fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Sushok. Avila moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Batts settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Batts. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Easter moves to second. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. Sushok hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dobie strikes out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 1 in the game. Lund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Ned Garver. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.